This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Free PFAS testing is currently available for a limited number of eligible private water wells in Pueblo County. These man-made chemicals may cause long-term health issues. Scott Cowan of the Pueblo Department of Public Health and Environment says the study is focused on areas with exposure to firefighting foam and industrial uses, both potential sources of PFAS.
We anticipate that we have some issues there that we would like to really kind of look at and get our arms around.
Eligible property owners can apply for the program until testing ends in June or 165 wells have been enrolled. Residents on the western slope may notice more helicopters in the sky than usual, especially over remote areas. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is using these helicopters to study big game animals, including elk. Colorado Parks and Wildlife's John Livingston says the agency uses a sling-like device to fly pregnant elk cows to research sites.
The relatively short disturbance is going to give us decades worth of crucial knowledge and data to help manage these species the best we can.
Livingston says that includes trying to figure out why elk populations are dwindling in the southwestern part of the state. The helicopter-propelled research will continue into January and possibly February in some areas. Members of the Adaman Club are preparing to make their annual trek up Pikes Peak to set off New Year's Eve fireworks. The tradition began over a century ago in 1922, and each year the club adds one man or one woman to its ranks. The fireworks are already at the summit of the Colorado Springs 14er. The club just needs to reach the top before midnight Sunday night. This is CPR News at 6:06.